directors and our two youth in governance. On staff, we have Andy Bueller. Is it on?
I don't hear it.
I can't hear it either.
Yeah, if it's on, I can hear it from them.
Pull it closer.
This is one of the really, this is one of the.
There you go, eat it. If you're eating it, you're doing right.
Thank you for giving me this one.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'll just put it right here. Right here. We're going to move on. Just start. Do you want to do it? I'm all right. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, hi, I'm Andy Bueller, Kenosha County Department of Planning Development. Tonight, this meeting of the Planning Development Extension Education Committee, May 9th, 2012. Just wanted to let those in attendance that the one item, if you're here on for item number 7, Country Thunder East, that item will be tabled. And that's as a result of not being heard at the town of Randall. We do anticipate that to be heard at the next meeting of this committee on June 13th. With that being said, we can move to item number 1. Item number 1 is the public hearing on a proposed comprehensive plan amendment, St. Yakubos Retreat Center, Inc., 40 East Burton Place, Chicago, Illinois, 60610-1612. Owner, John Ballardos, St. Yakubos Retreat Center, 535 North Michigan Avenue, Suite 200, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. Agent, request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from farmland protection to park and recreational on tax parcels 304-220-123-0100 and 304-220-123-0700. This property is located on the west side of 224th Avenue, approximately 0.02 miles south of 9th Street. And on the map, you can see the area highlighted in purple is the area that the request is being heard today. And also, for the record, this item and all the items today were posted in the Kenosha News, the Class 2 notice on April 6, 2012, and also on April 25, 2012.
Thank you, Andy. I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone to speak in favor of the public hearing on this item? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone against this public hearing? Anyone against? Public hearing is now closed. I will take a roll call. Are there any questions from the committee? No questions from the committee. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker.
A second.
I have a second by Supervisor Skolinski. This does require a roll call from the town.
From the town of Brighton, they approved the request of St. Yakubos for a comp plan amendment in their meeting on March 12, 2012 on a Helmer DeVito motion. Motion carried 2-1 with Wagner opposed.
Thank you. Supervisor Underhill?
Yes.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolinski?
Aye.
Youth and Governance, how do you vote? Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Item number 2.
Item number 2 is St. Yakubos Retreat Center, 40 East Burton Place, Chicago, Illinois, 60610-1612. Owner, John Ballardos, St. Yakubos Retreat Center, 535 North Michigan Avenue, Suite 200, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. Agent, request rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and PR1 Park and Recreation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and PR1 Park and Recreational District on tax parcel 304-220-123-0200. A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and PR One Park and Recreation District on tax parcel number 304-220-123-0100, A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, and PR1 Park and Recreation District on tax parcel number 304-220-123-0700, PR1 Park and Recreational District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to PR1 Park and Recreation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-123-0400. And the last one is C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and PR1 Park and Recreational District to C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-123-0100. Again, this property is the same property as listed in item number one, and we will show you on the map. This is the area highlighted in purple. You can see all the designations of the different zoning districts. There are so many basically because of the fact that the wetland along the lake was delineated, and the C1 will designate that. So there was C1 going to one direction and PR1 going to the other direction in that area. And I'll let the petitioner explain the rest of the rezoning.
Could we have representatives from St. Yakko's come forward, please? Please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here.
Mark Everly with Nielsen, Matz & Barber Engineers, 1458 Horizon Boulevard, Racine. Our office prepared the rezoning documents for St. Yakko's on this property. And as you can see, there are multiple pieces and parts that are previously zoned that we are rearranging on the property just to accommodate what's actually out on the site. That really started with a wetland delineation that actually mapped the wetlands at that site. Some of the wetlands were previously in C2 district, some were previously in the PR1 district. So the wetland delineation cleaned up the wetlands. We have them mapped adequately on the site. There were a couple triangles that were previously zoned PR1 that were in the woodlands that really no benefit to the retreat center, so we rezoned that triangle of woodlands back to C2, which is upland protection, woodland protection. Two large areas on the site, or larger areas on the site, that we brought into the PR1 property. One is to accommodate the athletic fields that they're proposing on the property. Per county standards, those need to be on the property and within the PR1 classification, so we brought that into the PR1 category. We also had to design and will be constructing a stormwater management basin on the site, which also needs to be on the parcel and within the PR1 classification. So that's two areas in purple there that you see. The other areas are really more minor adjustments, just cleaning up the map again for the retreat center and for the county to get everything mapped correctly.
Thank you, Mr. Everly.
Yes.
Does the committee have any questions? From the town? Is there anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
From the town of Brighton, the request was approved for the rezone at their same meeting of March 12, 2012. It was also on the Helmer DeVito motion. Motion carried 2-1 with Wagner opposed.
Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
First by Supervisor Decker,
okay.
And a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance, how do you vote? Committee?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. This petition is approved. Item number three.
Item number three is the St. Yakko's Retreat Center, Inc., 40 East Burton Place, Chicago, Illinois, 60610-1612. Owner, John W. Galanis, St. Yakima Street Center, 735 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60611, 3819. Agent requesting an amendment to a previously approved January 2011 conditional use permit to allow religious resort retreat center in the PR1 Park and Recreational District on part of tax parcels 304-220-1230-200, 304-220-1230-400, 304-220-1230-100, and 304-220-1230-700. And this is the same property that we've talked about in items 1 and 2. And on the map, you can see the area in purple that will be encompassing this conditional use permit request.
Thank you, Andy. Mr. Everly, do you have anything else to add to this?
The project architect is going to give a brief description on the what it proposed in the PR1 area.
Okay. Please state your name and address for the record.
George Prosiliakos, architect with Prosy Design Incorporated, address 4345 DiPaolo Center, Glenview, Illinois. And I am the project architect for St. Yakima Retreat Center. The modification of the new CUP that we're seeking to amend is going from a 35-room lodge building and a chapel, and in addition to an existing lodge building, to the following. We're going to reduce the 35-room lodge building to 25 rooms. The chapel will stay, and there will be two small cottages that would be used as kind of a bunker type style for the kids, bunk beds, more of a gathering space for the kids. So we're reducing the size of the large building, 35 to 25. We're adding two small cottages. And each of the cottages would be about 1,500 square feet approximately. The chapel would stay about 4,000 square foot chapel. That was in the previous CUP, that will stay on this one. The addition to the existing lodge, no longer necessary, because the kitchen dining facility would be in the basement of the lodge building. So in order to conserve square footage and space on the site, that's where it's located. All of the construction is located in the lodge building right here, along the lake, and this area would be two cottage buildings. Up in this area is the existing lodge building, and the chapel would be located right here. This area right here is where the athletic fields would be, the softball, basketball, volleyball, and in this area right there. And again, as Mark mentioned, this is where the new retention pond would be located.
Thank you. Is there anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Questions from the committee?
Thank you, Chairman. Who's ever best to answer? We're out to site. Looks like a nice layout, nice plan. Is the intent for this to be year-round usage or just during the warmer months?
I'll let John Valortis talk about that one.
John Valortis, 535 North Michigan, Chicago. The retreat center is intended to be used all year round. It's probably less likely that the cabins will be used as much in the wintertime as they would be in the summertime, because in the summertime we have more of our family camps or retreat center camps, for it's called, for now. And so it will be used around, but yeah, I think the activity will be less in the wintertime than it will be in the summer.
Okay. And along those lines then, current pathway back there is a little bit, some of it's paved, some of it's just field. Is the intent to put on a paved access, a driveway kind of through the front gate right now?
I can answer that. Okay. There's an existing gravel driveway that comes off roughly 9th Street and 224th that goes back into the retreat center. That gravel driveway will be expanded to accommodate fire trucks, turning movements, that type of stuff. A couple bump outs for a couple of cars to pass themselves, and we're working with Cantersfield Fire Department to make sure they're happy with that. There will be a secondary entrance coming out of the retreat center, working its way through the actual farm entrance as a secondary emergency access. Everything that's inside the PR1 zone area will be paved. Everything outside that's in the agricultural areas will remain gravel.
Okay.
And we've been working with staff on that for a number of years.
And just a point of curiosity, interesting little mini railroad out there. Is the intent to keep it or to get rid of it?
I think we had to remove some of the railroad tracks to accommodate the new facility, but our intention is to put it back.
Yeah, I think the kids would like that.
The kids would like that. It's a big highlight for the kids. We're very happy with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? From the town?
I just one note, I just need to make a correction. On item number one, that was published on April 6, 2012. That was a 30-day class one notice for that item because that was a comp plan change. The item two and three and the other items were published on April 26 and May 1st as class two notices. Otherwise, on item number three, the plan commission at the town of Brighton approved this request on March 7th, 2012, and the town board approved the request on March 12th, 2012.
Thank you, Ed.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with the conditions.
Have you had a chance to look at the conditions? Can you agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Do you think everyone's on the vote? Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Motion passes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number four.
Thank you.
Can you kind of roll us in? I apologize. Can I say something?
Item number four is Mills Enterprise LLC, 4015 80th Street, North Wisconsin, 53142, 4955 owner, Planning and Development and Extension Education Committee, P.O. Box 520, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor, request rezoning from R4 Urban Single Family Residential District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel 654120142135, located in the town of Salem. This property is known as Mill Creek East in the town of Salem. And just for background, we don't have a representative because this is sponsored by the committee. This is basically a cleanup from the plat that was approved back in 2003. At this particular time, Paddock Lake had extraterritorial zoning, and the zoning was handled through the town and the village at that time, and they did not act on the wetland aspect of the plat for it to be rezoned to C1. Ben and our staff had gone through the different ETZ issues in 2010, and we were able to take care of the R4 and R8 of this rezone, and by statute, it does not require in an ETZ a committee to take action, so we made the map corrections. But he was still working on trying to get the C1 changed, and he was finally able to get the owner of the subdivision to submit a request for the wetland change, and the town of Salem was given the opportunity, if they wanted to act on this and they declined, they felt that since they approved the plat back in 2003 with the wetland delineated, that they already really approved the wetland in the, through that process. And tonight, we are just looking to change the R4 zoning to C1 to allow it to reflect the actual field conditions as staked and as shown on the recorded plat.
Thank you, Andy. Do I have any questions from the committee on this? Do I have a motion?
No. I make the motion to approve the rezoning.
First by Supervisor Decker.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Skolinski. Moving governance. Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion is approved.
Item number 5 is North Beach LLC, P.O. Box 1006, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin 53181. Owner Tom Fote Kapoor and Associates 7711 Northport Washington Road, Glendale, Wisconsin 53217. Agent requests rezoning from B2 Community District, Business District, and R4 Urban Single Family Residential District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 954119074072. B2 Community Business District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 604119181432. This is located in the town of Wheatland and Randall, and this is on the southwest and northeast side of the County Trunk Highway F, approximately 0.18 miles southeast of 399th Avenue. On the screen, you can see the area in the question highlighted in purple.
Thank you, Andy. Please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here.
Hi, Mike Partridge, 918 South School Street, Prospect, Illinois. And I'm here for a recommendation for the zoning change. I'm sure as you know, we've got favorable recommendations by Wheatland, Danbury, and we'd love to move forward with this.
Do I have any questions for the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? From the town?
One notice is that this item did come before the committee a month ago for the comp plan change, and so that's already been taken care of, and this is the next step in the process for the redevelopment of the property. This item did go before the town of Wheatland and Randall, being that it straddles the town line. From the town of Wheatland, they approved the request of the rezoning at their town board meeting on May 7, 2012. That was submitted by Sheila Siegler. The town of Randall approved the request of the rezoning at their town board meeting on April 26, 2012. That was on a Soderman-Kemp motion. Motion carried. Mr. Stoll abstained.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill to approve and a second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Governance. Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Thank you. Number 6.
Item number 6 is the Powers Lake Sportsman Club, 38700 87th Street, Powers Lake, Wisconsin, 53159. Owner, Brian Cook, Wisconsin Power and Light Company, 4902 North Biltmore Lane, Suite 1000, Madison, Wisconsin, 53718-2148. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow for the addition of two omnidirectional antennas and two coax lines on existing telecommunications pole in the PR1 Park and Recreational District on tax parcel number 604. 119-172-0200 in the town of Randall. This property is on the north side of County Trunk Highway F, approximately 0.05 miles east of County Trunk Highway P. Again, on the screen, you can see the property highlighted in purple.
Please state your name and address for the record and tell us how you live.
My name is Brian Cook. I'm with the Lions Energy, Wisconsin Power Light Company, 4902 Elgin Street, Madison, Wisconsin. I'm here seeking approval of the conditional use permit application to add two long antennas on the whole site for public lights courses published.
Thank you. Is there anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against?
From the town of Randall, they approved the request at their town board meeting on April 26, 2012 on a Soderman Melling motion. Motion carried.
Any questions from the committee?
I make a motion to approve the conditional permit with the attached for following conditions.
I'll second.
Yes, I did. I just have one question on condition number six. It references that a daytime white strobe light shall be installed prior to issuance of the zoning permit. There is a strobe light on the tower now. It's working. Question on that condition.
Yeah, Andy, that shouldn't be. I don't think that should be there because there is a strobe on there and there's a red light for at night.
For night?
I think that covers it because it's at the top of the tower, obviously.
Right. It's one. One light fixture, the top part of the cone lens is red, and then below it there's a cylinder with the strobe.
Okay, well then I guess you'd be already meeting that condition.
It's fine. Yeah, just take that one out.
Any other questions, sir? Okay. I have a first by Supervisor Decker with conditions, with the adjustment of, which one was it, number six?
What number?
What number was that? Are we striking?
I think it was number five.
Yes, I think it's
six.
Five.
Yeah.
Are we striking or just leave it in there?
It's
not an additional condition.
Right.
Right. We can just leave it in there.
Yeah,
it's already satisfied.
Yeah, should be good.
As long as we're not talking about duplicating, that's right.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, so I have a first by Supervisor Decker, a second by Supervisor Skowitzki. Youth and Governance Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
This calls for a quiet charge.
The item has been passed. Thank you.
I don't know why she is here.
Number eight is the public hearing on amendments to the text of Kenosha County. Item number seven is Country Thunder East LLC, 208 Space Park South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37211. Agent Shadow Hill Ranch LLC, 40937 North Rattlesnake Road, Queens Peak, Arizona, 85242. Russell Brothers LLC, 11909 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181-9752. Richard and Sandra Dietrich, 2000 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Owners requesting a conditional use permit for a country music festival July 19th, 22nd, 2012, with an assembly over 5,000 people in the following tax parcel numbers: 604-119-304-0405, 604-119-304-0100, and part of 604-119-311-0200. We do request that this item be tabled due to the fact that they were not able to make it before the town of Randall.
I make a motion to table.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Do you think everyone has approved it? Committee?
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. The item has been tabled. Number eight.
Now, number eight is the public hearing on amendments to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. The proposed text changes will modify statutory references, department and committee name references, permit future, non-substantive text changes and update the floodplain zoning sections and definitions to be compliant with the Code of Federal Regulations Title 44, Chapter 1, Section 60, and the Wisconsin Administrative Code, Chapter NR 116, including the adoption of the new flood insurance rate maps and the new flood insurance study.
Thank you, Andy. I will now open the public hearing for comments. Hearing none, the public hearing is now closed. Just for fun. Do I have any questions from the committee? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the amendments to the flood insurance.
Close the public hearing, no comment.
Okay. We will now move on to item number 9.
Just for clarification, number 8 is just a public hearing for public comment, and there was no public present to make comment, and so that was closed. And so now we're able to move on to item number 9, which is the actual action, possible action. So we have review and possible action on ordinance amendments to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. Proposed text changes will modify statutory references, department and committee name references, permit future non-substantive text changes, and update the floodplain zoning sections and definitions to be compliant with the Code of Federal Regulations Title 44, Chapter 1, Section 60, and the Wisconsin Administrative Code Chapter NR 116, including the adoption of the new flood insurance rate maps and the new flood insurance study.
Thank you, Andy.
I make a motion to approve the ordinance amendments to the text of the Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker.
I'll second.
I have a second by Supervisor Slutsky, and Andy is going to make some comments on this first.
Yeah, I just wanted, for the record, just to let it be known that this is required by FEMA. We are required as a county to adopt the flood insurance rate maps by June 19th, 2012. That's the date that they become effective. We have complied with all the requirements with making the text changes as noted in this request to the Chapter 12 floodplain section of the zoning ordinance. We have approval from the DNR, and we have approval from FEMA on those text changes. And we have also, the record, contacted 28 parties where their designation from FEMA has changed to alert them of that change that they may need to purchase flood insurance. We did receive 7 phone calls of those people and explained the situation for them. And with that being said, we feel that everything is in order to be approved.
Thank you, Andy. Questions from the committee?
Item 10 is the public hearing on an amendment to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. The proposed text change will adopt a 100-year dam failure. Floodplain is determined through the use of dam failure analysis and profiles developed by Mead and Hunt, documented in the report entitled Evaluation of Hazard Potential Mire Material Company KD Pitt Embankment, January 2001, to be compliant with Wisconsin Floodplain Management Program and the Wisconsin Administrative Code Chapter NR 116.08.
Thank you, Andy. I will now open up the public hearing to comments. Hearing no comments, public hearing is now closed.
Item number 11 is a review and possible action on an ordinance amendment to the text of the Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. The proposed text change will adopt a 100-year dam failure floodplain as determined through the use of dam failure analysis and profiles developed by Mead and Hunt, documented in their report entitled Evaluation of Hazard Potential Mire Material Company KD Pitt Embankment, January 2001, to be compliant with Wisconsin's Floodplain Management Program and Wisconsin Administrative Code, Chapter NR 116.08. On the map, you can see this area in red, which will be considered the dam shadow floodplain, or basically the floodplain that would be in effect if the dam were to fail. And this area will be protected and viewed as floodplain. It is not the same as the FEMA floodplain. They do not recognize that as a FEMA floodplain. Also, for the record, there were 21 people that were notified of this change occurring on their property. We did receive 5 phone calls, which we explained the situation to the property owners. They didn't have any further questions with that, and they understood with what was taking place. And again, we're following through with what is actually required by the DNR when there is an ownership of a dam. In fact, John Rudy here from the Parks Department has to do inspections and follow through with inspections to keep that up in good standing, the dam, and that has all taken place, and we feel that everything is in order.
Thank you, Andy. John, I would just like to say I'm very happy that there's a sign out there that designates that it is an actual dam right there. We're very happy to see that sign.
I feel much safer.
Dam.
That was part of the inspection that the sign had to be placed there? The sign? It's a requirement?
Just in case you didn't know.
Just in case we didn't know it was a dam. For our youth and governance, there is actually a sign on the dam that says dam. Do I have any questions?
I make a motion to approve the ordinance amendments to the text change of the Coach County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance.
Second.
A first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Youth and governance? Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye.
Item number 12 is review and possible approval of a resolution to approve application for Wisconsin stewardship grant to expand Katy Park.
Thank you, Andy. We went over this. This is the stewardship grant that we're going to use. We have already applied for this grant. It had to be in by May 1st. As you can see up on the map, this one's going to encompass 3 parcels, and then the fourth one we are actually going to purchase if the grant comes through. So we'll add 1 acre to the, do you remember off the top of your head?
234
acres to the Katy Park. This approval is to only go ahead and give us the okay to apply for the grant, even though we've already applied for it. Sometimes this happens where we have to actually send in the paperwork for the grant before we can get the approval, so we run into some time frames. Does anyone on the committee have any questions for this? This is why we send it through multiple committees.
Saves a lot of time.
It does. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
I have a first by Supervisor Dodge.
Looking for a second. I'll second.
And I have a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Stewardship grant has been approved.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for coming, John. Thank you for coming.
There you go.
Another one. I said aye. I guess I said something.
Certified survey maps, we have one.
We do have one. We have a certified survey map for North Beach LLC. I did fail to mention that yesterday. This is a CSM that I thought was coming up, but it's tonight, and it is to dedicate the right-of-way and to clean up the parcels in the next steps to redevelop again this property. There are conditions, and so we do everything's in order to approve with the conditions.
Does anyone need an explanation of this survey map? This was not at our meeting, so if you want to see it, we can pass it down to you. Oh, is that it?
Yeah,
it was in the handout.
Is that the North Beach one?
Correct.
Didn't we already cover that? Or is there something different?
This is the certified survey map for North Beach. They went tonight earlier for the rezone, and this is for the certified survey map to subdivide the property. If you look at it, there is going to be two lots in the north, one on the south with the outlot, and the road will be dedicated to the county since that has never been dedicated before.
I'll make a motion to approve the certified survey map. I have a first by Supervisor Decker. Second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance. Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The survey map is approved. Approval of the minutes. I make a motion to approve the minutes from Wednesday, April 11th, 2012. I have a first by Supervisor Decker. Second by Supervisor Underhill. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. You know what? They've been allowing the references to just go ahead and ignore.
Okay.
Any citizen comments?
Comments, John?
John. I know Dan Campion is not here tonight. Do you have any comments? So I'm going to cut you off. Any other business allowed by law?
Just to let the committee know that I think, as I stated earlier about Country Thunder, we do feel that this should go before the committee at the next meeting in June.
Thank you. I would also like to thank our two youth and governance who have shown up and participated in the meeting. And we will see you next week, right? On Tuesday?
Yeah.
And then after that, we will have two more.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I just want to thank the committee. I mean, obviously, this went pretty fast tonight.
Mr. Melcher, can you use the microphone, please?
Well, hear me now.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank the committee for getting us through this, because Dan and Andy worked very hard since the first of the year to try to get this thing pulled together and help the citizens if they had questions on this. And this could have been a very hairy and touchy kind of issue on either the dam shadow or on the FEMA map. So I'm grateful that they put the due diligence towards it to help the people and got it through the committee this way. That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Customer, dam shadow?
Do I have a motion to adjourn? So moved. First by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Underhill. Favor of adjournment?
Aye.
No.
I'm sorry, but we have to leave here because we have
yes.
Motion passes. We're adjourned. Thank you.